Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE 88.9 FM. And it's time again for At the Movies with Melanie Cutting. So welcome, Melanie.
Oh, thank you. Nice to be here on this miserable day.
It is miserable. Yes. So what about movies this week?
Okay. Well, we have a sick dog at home. So quite honestly, she's post-operative. And So we have had difficulty getting out.
Understandable.
A few things I've had to do, so I did them. And even as we speak, I'm a little worried because she's home alone. But anyway, so finally did not get out to a movie this week, although my intention, if I was able to, I was going to go see A Wrinkle in Time.
Okay.
And I can talk a bit about that. Well, first, actually, before I do that, I will talk about movies that are still there in English, and what's on its way out as of Thursday would be the last evening for several movies, and what's coming on Friday, because there's a couple of I think more than decent movies coming. So we'll chat about them in a moment. But for now, I guess not. So surprisingly, but a little bit, the Annihilation, the film that I have been to and we have talked about last week, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Which I wasn't thrilled with, but had discovered that many reviewers were. So anyway, to each his own. That's still there. And there's an afternoon show and an early-ish in the evening show. Then another one, which is... There's a whole bunch that are leaving, but what's presently there, and this just the Red Sparrow came and went in English, it seems to me, in about a week.
Oh, okay.
And now it's in French. It's there, but it's only in French. And that would have been one that, had I been quicker on the draw, I probably would have been interested in. I would have wanted to see that. So I will have to wait until it comes to video. There's a movie there called, well, The Strangers Pray at Night. And truth be told, I just noticed it. I think it did strike me as one that I initially wanted to spend any time looking at, but I may change my mind about that. It is there in English. It's at 5, 10, and 9 o'clock. It's an hour... About an hour and a half, so it's actually quite a short, and it is perhaps part of a series because it's The Strangers Pray at Night, and I think maybe there's other movies concerning the strangers. In any event,
okay,
don't know about that, so we won't spend time on that. The Black Panther, yay! Black Panther is still there.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yes, in English, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Showings in English. And this is one which has gotten absolutely merited strong reviews from just about everywhere. I'm sure there are some reviewers and people who said it didn't live up to what I was expecting, but I loved it, and I thought this is really a movie, again, I've mentioned this, it should be seen in a big theater. But if you can catch it in their big theater at the Maison de Cinema, so much the better. It's room number 2, if you're able to somehow schedule room number 2. Definitely worthwhile. Peter Rabbit, which had been there in English for weeks, is only there in French now. I guess the fact that the spring break is now come and gone.
Oh, that's true.
They may not feel the need to keep so many movies in English. There's another movie, which, as I mentioned, is one that I had no intention of seeing. I still have no intention of seeing, with Bruce Willis. And it's a remake of a movie from, must have been the 70s, called Death Wish.
Okay, Death Wish.
Kind of vigilantism and... I think, personally, I shouldn't say this, but I think that it kind of caters to our worst instincts. In let's take the law into our own hands and get justice, and I think in our day and age it's not a particularly good thing to have.
No.
In any event, there's only one English showing and it's at 10 o'clock at night, so even if I wanted to see it, I probably wouldn't. A Wrinkle in Time is getting really solid reviews. It's a fantasy about time travel, and it has some star power. There's the young people. There's several young people who are kind of the stars of the movie, but there are three big names. Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, okay.
Is one of the she plays Mrs. Witch or something, and Reese Witherspoon, and Mindy Kaling from TV, and those are the what would appear to be almost the only adults in the movie, and they have they're the ones who are kind of giving it the star power that most movies need. This is by Disney, so it may have a certain Disney-esque quality to it, but. It's one that I had hoped to see this week, and I didn't, so I will hopefully get to see it before it disappears into French-only showings. I'll quickly talk about it. It's the last week. In other words, catch it between now and Thursday if you want. And this actually is a very good movie, and it's not in English. It's in Spanish with French subtitles, called A Fantastic Woman. And I've just heard wonderful things about that.
Oh, nice.
So if you don't mind seeing movies that are in a totally different language and then dubbed into or subtitled, I think subtitled in French, then this would be fine. And it did get very good reviews. Movies that are on their way out again is, this is a French movie, which I don't know anything about. Jumanji. I don't know why this was here for so long, but it was. It ended up being only in French, and this is its last week. I guess they're clearing house so that they can put something else on in its place.
Sign of spring, I guess.
Something. Yeah. Unfortunately, again, it ended up being only in French. Mm-hmm. It was called Early Man.
Okay.
In French, Cro-Man. Mm-hmm. And that's also on its way out. Worth seeing. Maybe not making a special trip to go to the movie theater, but worth seeing. The French version of 50 Shades Freed. It had been in English and French, and then it became just French, and now it's on its way out. Mm-hmm. So, again, one that I didn't see and didn't especially want to see. Another one today. I think it's Every Day or Today is Another Day. In any event, it ended up being only in French. It's only there's one showing a week, so that's on its way out. And I think that's it in terms of what's on its way out. But what's interesting is what's coming. And there are two movies that are coming in English on Friday.
Okay.
And the first one, which I do hope to see. Just never know these days, but it's what they call a reboot of Lara Croft Tomb Raider from 2001.
Okay.
Angelina Jolie, a much younger Angelina Jolie, was Lara Croft Tomb Raider, and the Lara Croft character is one drawn from video game world. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know that at the time, but I thought, well, this is kind of looks like a fun movie. So I saw it way back. And then there was a sequel in 2003, again, with Angelina Jolie. And now there is a new version. I guess 16 years or 17 years is enough time to think that maybe people want a new version. Again, it's called Tomb Raider. And the star is a really good Swedish actress named Alicia Vikander, and she's been in a bunch of movies recently. There's a few where she has she's gotten a little bit lost in the story, but the one that people may remember from 2 years ago, I think, was called The Danish Girl, and she had a starring role in that movie, which was an excellent movie. So she's a very good, cute as a button little actress, and she's clearly been working out for this role because she is all muscle and swings, leaps from cliff to cliff and swings from what appear to be vines. It's obviously it's an adventure fantasy movie, mm-hmm. where she is on the hunt for her father, who's been missing for quite a few years, mm-hmm. and she's wondered all this time where he could be, and decides that she can track him down. So that's nice. What she does. And there is another film, which I believe is coming in both languages, from what I read earlier. It's called Love, Simon. And this is not action-adventure. It seems to be just a good, solid movie about a young man named Simon. And I think it's a kind of a coming of age and how he interacts with the people in his world. And again, it's one that I've heard really good reviews for. And that is, let me see. Well, it's coming on Friday. I don't have the... it will be in English at 1:15 in the afternoon, at 7:05 at night, and at 9:25. So this is on my recommended list, mm-hmm. but I haven't seen it yet. Maybe it's one that I will see once I've gotten through A Wrinkle in Time, which is the first on my list to go and see. I think mm-hmm. this would be the second, or maybe third, and followed by Lara Croft, Tomb Raider. I have a little soft spot for heroines who can swing through the jungle. So that's kind of it. That's what's coming, what's going, what's presently here. And unfortunately, having not seen the movie, there's not a whole lot more to talk about. But I will mention something about the Oscars, which we talked about last time, the Academy Award mm-hmm. show. I was doing some reading on that, and apparently award shows in general have been declining in viewership.
Okay, that's interesting.
By significant numbers.
Okay.
That the people who they always expect, well, there's going to be a huge mm-hmm. audience mm-hmm. for the various award shows, in particular for this one. Mm-hmm. Because it's the United States' biggest award show.
Right.
And there's much hype about it. But people have been kind of not watching in droves. And I'm not sure if people like me, who quietly record the 3 or 4 hours mm-hmm. and then cherry pick later on what mm-hmm. I would like to watch. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that doesn't count as viewership, so... Maybe a number of people are doing that. Maybe they say, you know what, I don't want to spend 4 hours of my life mm-hmm. sitting in front of the screen. And if you're in the younger demographic, then you really don't want to do that, because it seems to be more of a middle-aged and up kind of mm-hmm. activity.
Okay.
And another thing that was mentioned in this article was that there's a bunch of movies that and actors and actresses that people don't know much about, have barely ever heard of, mm-hmm. and they watch these shows and they say, my goodness, who is this Frances McDormand anyway? Mm-hmm. And who is Sam Rockwell? And yet these are the people who are now walking off with big prizes. So I think the whole, the majesty of the whole thing mm-hmm. has suffered a bit over the years. And it may never come back. It may just be that this kind of event is passé.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. Too bad in a way, but 4 hours, I can understand. Oh, it's 4 hours. It's a long time to sit there, yeah.
It is, yeah. They have there's a system, this will be my last thing. Mm-hmm. There's a system that they have probably at all the awards shows, but the one I've heard about a number of times is at the Academy Awards. If a celebrity... needs to get up and go to the bathroom somewhere in that mm-hmm. 4 hour span. What the logistics are, but the second that someone leaves their seat, mm-hmm. Meryl Streep, for example, leaves her seat to go to the washroom and a seat filler slides in. Must be like magic. And then I guess the second Meryl mm-hmm. returns, mm-hmm. off the seat filler goes and is probably on the mm-hmm. lookout for another seat to fill.
Okay.
But certainly in a 4 hour event, mm-hmm. You absolutely are going to have to get up at some point, unless you aren't, you have the stamina of a camel. Anyway, so that's my report for this week. Next time, I do hope to be talking about at least A Wrinkle in Time, possibly Love, Simon, and possibly Tomb Raider.
Good. Well, thanks very much, and good luck on your dog.
You're welcome. Thank you.